So we are in the beer of Middas HaZegiras. So he says like this, so the next shlav is to know that you need Siyata Dishmaya. The Yetzirah is very strong. Hashem doesn't do this. So, why is it like that? It's a very strange idea, if you think about it. You're created in the world to defeat the Yetzirah, but you can't ever do it. I have to help you. So you're making me a mission I can't do? So what's the point? Why does she create the world that way? Very strange idea. Hire you to do the job, but really you can't do it. So why are you making me do something I can't do? But I'll help you. So you'll just do it yourself. Like, what's the point? So it's actually Rav Shach says a pshat in this from this week's parsha. You know the word?
I heard that. I've said
it before. Rav Shach says, "Bikish Yaakov Leishem." So why do you want to bikish? Kaf to says, "Like dying with tzaddikim, they're gonna have shavu. How about the one who has it? What's going on over here?" So Rav Shach like this beautiful pshat. He says that. The world is the point of the world is to constantly perfect ourselves more and more, to constantly defeat the Yetzirah, to constantly win, to constantly be fighting. The second we're not fighting, then you don't need to be in this world anymore. There's no matziv of having your darga but not working. You have to be working. So the Baruch Hu made it in a way that you never really defeat the Yetzirah. So there will always be a challenge. How does it work? So you start off life with some easy challenges and you overcome them with Siyata Dishmaya. Then Hashem says, okay, now you're that level. So he takes away a little bit of the Siyata Dishmaya. So now your challenge is harder. It's like adding weights. He takes away some of the fake weight, puts on, then you have to work harder. And then he takes away a little bit more. Siyata Dishmaya, and you have to work harder. There's never a point where you're really conquering the Yetzirah. The minute that you conquer the Yetzirah, you're out of this oil and that. Then it's ready to be Yishlish and Mishal. Because once you conquer it, you're conquering. You have no more Makom and Nisayani. Like Rav Despot said, certain challenges that you have had in the past, you've already gotten past those. Those are not your challenge anymore. Your challenge is at the point where that's how much I can do with this Yad and Dishmaya that I have. And therefore, he says that's why Hashem made the world this way. You can't conquer the Yetzirah in this world. Because then what's the point of living? The point of living is for the challenge. We mentioned this before. We mentioned this in the Agadas of Rabbah Bar Bar Chanan, that it says over there that Horman Bar Lilis was the shade. Yitzhara was riding on a horse on top of the wall. And on the bottom, there's also riding a horse, and he wasn't catching up to him. Something like that. So I don't know why. So Goin says, because the people on top of the thing were doing it for COVID. And the people on the bottom were not doing it for COVID. The people doing it for COVID get further than the people that aren't doing it for COVID. If they're doing it for COVID, they have motivations. But what's the shot? They're accomplishing more? So no. Because they're doing it for COVID, so what matters to them is the result. For us, what matters to us is the challenge itself. We're in the trenches, and every day you win a challenge, you win a challenge. It doesn't make a difference. At the end, not at the end. That's what I said over from the staple, Yom Ruhin time. Someone just said it over now also. That So Sterkler says in Meduik in that lashon, it's a medrash brought in the Goyim, that a korega v'rega shadam chaysim piv. If you're chaysim piv for fewer Goyim, you get schar, even if at the end you're nechshol. So a guy asks you to say lashon hara, like I'm not in the mood, and then he says please, and you say it for the first thing you get schar, because there was a rega that you were chaysim piv. That means by us the tzlacha is not the only is not only the end result. The tzlacha is the challenge itself. So that's why in Yacholai, because if you're Yacholai without the Seata Dishmaya, so then you won. If you won, then there's no challenge, and you don't have to be here anymore. That's what Shach says.
So that explains why you can't win. It doesn't explain why you need Seata Dishmaya.
No, because you have to have temporary wins. I mean, you can't defeat it.
But we see it's hard. It's not the only thing. It's like a million different fronts of challenges. It's not like that.
Right, so where your challenge is in each area, that's where the Siyata Dishmaya lies, and below what you've already conquered, and above it is still a challenge. So, isn't that how he set it up? That's how Hashem made it. There's never really, it's impossible to win it completely. Because if you have a system that you can win completely, then eventually you may end up winning. That's it. That's how he's Masber. B'kei Shaka B'leshem B'shavos. It was just in Pshat.
Yeah.
That's why he says Pshat in the Gemara in Sukkah. Gemara in Sukkah says that in Olam Haba, someone's going to show everyone their Yetzirah. The Tzaddikim is going to need Nidalem Kahar, and the Lashon is going to need Nidalem Kisar, Kisar. So, Eilu Boichim. But the thing I'm going to be a hard goal because that I didn't think I could do. And the Rosh Hashanah I'm going to be I couldn't even do a Seir Katan. Then that's the Pshat. Because the Rosh is still on the first level. He never got anywhere. So he's at the very first level of challenge and just gave in. He never built up. So he's still pushing 3 pound weights. Right? Because he never got to the next level. Hashem makes the challenge bigger as you go along. But this tzaddik, Taka conquered all those challenges already. So his Yetzirah is he's already way past that. He's lifting weights that are much, much heavier. It's a pshat, because otherwise, right? So you'd say, you really which time is Yetzirah so big? Well, means everything that the Rosh is struggling with, he also struggled with, but he already conquered that. So it's the Dakas Shabbatakas that he's working on. But the Dakas Shabbatakas is already after he already did everything else. He conquered all those things to reach the Hitna Sain is the Dakash of Dakas. So when he comes in and he says, well, the Yitzhar was built up so over so many years. I'm not declaring anymore about Lashon Hara. I'm declaring about a suffix of Avak Lashon Hara, right? That Dakas is the tip of the mountain.
And that makes it harder in a way.
It means that how was I able to conquer such a big heart? I mean, all of these challenges over the years built up that I got to the point,
Accumulated.
right? That I got to the point that what I'm working on is now this little dachas of whatever, right? Whereas the other person is still working on, something much more basic, grub or whatever. That's the passion. That's what's going on over here. So and now he's saying Pshat means that Lamaisa you're gonna be Zoichet Tat. However, in order to be Zoichet Tishmaya, you have to work yourself. You have to work yourself. So you have to. There has to be a constant understanding that I'm going to put forth however much effort I can, but at the end, it's all going to be telling the good Baruch Hu. Okay. Tomorrow we'll start the next Seder. Okay. Shabbat.
Shabbat.
Shabbat.